Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Hi, Vincent Skinner here, and I'm continuing with the series of teachings on divine healing. Remember, by His stripes you are healed. The Lord is your healer, and you are the healed of the Lord. Today I want to deal with the purposes of the healing ministry. In other words, why? Why the ministry of healing? And I just want to read this definition. It's really amazing of divine healing. It goes like this. Divine is the life force of the Son of God rushing into the physical body and destroying the works of the devil. I mean, what a statement. Divine is the life force of the Son of God rushing into the physical body, destroying the works of the devil. I mean, what an amazing definition. I love it. I mean, it's that scripture in Romans chapter 8 where it says, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells within you, He will quicken your mortal body. In other words, the power of God will drive sickness out and restore and heal you completely. But I want to share really five purposes for healing today. Because people say, well, why? Why? Well, here's the reason why. I believe the first point is this. It reveals the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in Matthew 14, verse 14, it goes like this. And when he, Jesus, went ashore, because he was in a boat going across the ocean and he went onto the land, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion, was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. So why does Jesus heal? Why does God heal? He heals because He loves. God's motive behind healing you, behind healing your physical body, is because He loves you. God is love. Jesus had compassion upon the multitudes. He looked at them. He saw the sick. He saw the suffering. He had compassion. He loved and He healed. So that's the first reason. It reveals the compassion and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The second reason, purpose for divine healing, is that it gives proof that Jesus is alive. Look, you know, there's a scripture in Acts chapter 1 verse 3. It says, To these he also presented himself alive and his suffering, after he died, and on the cross and put in the tomb, he rose again. And he appeared to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. Listen, healing gives proof that Jesus is alive. There is nothing like healing that causes people to say this gospel message on the death and the resurrection of Jesus and Jesus being the Son of God. There's nothing like healing and miracles that tells people that this gospel is true and that Jesus is not dead. He is alive. He is the Son of God. I remember a young boy of about 5 years old in India, mute, never spoke, not from birth, not since birth. And his parents came and said, We would like to see our 5-year-old boy speak. You know, we got a hold of that 5-year-old boy and just prayed a simple prayer. In the name of Jesus, you will speak. Your tongue is loosed, and in Jesus' name. And you know what? The next day, that little boy started to speak, and the people were amazed. Look, it touched them so deeply. Look, healing and miracles tell people that Jesus is alive. It gives proof to the gospel. It gives proof to the death and resurrection of Jesus. It gives proof that Jesus is real and is alive today. So healing, miracles, it's an amazing confirmation to the hearts of people of the living Jesus. Number three, healing, the ministry of healing, demonstrates the defeat of Satan and that the kingdom of God rules. Look, it says in John 10:10, it says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus Christ comes to give life and life more abundantly. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, towards the middle of that verse, says, the Son of God, speaking of Jesus, the Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. So the ministry of healing gives it demonstrates the defeat of Satan, and it demonstrates the power of the kingdom of God over the kingdom of Satan. It demonstrates that Jesus is greater, more powerful, that the name of Jesus is a name above all names, and that Satan is defeated. And Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he is much more powerful, much more greater. There's no sickness that can compare to him. It demonstrates the defeat of Satan and the rule of the kingdom of God over the devil. That's what it does, the ministry of healing. The ministry of healing is also a dinner bell to salvation. Listen here, when people see the Lord heal, It's like that dinner bell. Ding, ding, ding. People come running. They want to receive Jesus. You know, how often have we seen where people just refuse to believe that Jesus is their Savior? They refuse to want to accept Him as their Lord and Savior until they know somebody that's close to them that gets healed, or they themselves are healed. Suddenly, they're healed. I mean, we've seen it where, especially like often, a spouse who refuses to come to church, refuses to accept Jesus as a Savior, and their loved one, their spouse who is sick, is healed, and suddenly their hearts open and they receive Jesus. Healing and miracles. I tell you what, it calls the lost in. They come running. They want to receive Jesus. Healing is that, as they say, the dinner bell to salvation. Number five, healing also confirms the power and integrity of God's word. Psalm 107:20 says this: He sent His word, and He healed them, and He delivered them from their destructions. The word of God is healing. The word of God is health. Jesus is that word that was in the beginning, that was with God, and it was God, John chapter 1. And that word became flesh. That Jesus, that word of life. God confirms His word with signs and wonders following. Heaven and earth will pass away, but My word remains forever. And I tell you what, when Jesus heals, when healing takes place, it confirms that God's word is true, and that you can put your faith in His word, and that His word is sure. You can be confident that this God, this Jesus, He is alive, and His word remains, and you can put your trust in those promises, in that word. Jesus is alive. I want you to know. You know, there's one more scripture I want to read you about the demonstration of the gospel and the kingdom of God, and it's in the story there in Acts chapter 8, where Philip, the evangelist Philip, goes down to Samaria. Listen to this. Philip, therefore, those who had been scattered went about preaching the word, and Philip went down to the city of Samaria and began to proclaim Christ to them. The crowds with one accord were giving attention to what was said by Philip. In other words, they were focusing on what Philip said as they heard and saw the signs which he performed, which he was performing. Verse 7, for in the case of many who had unclean spirits, they were coming out of them and shouting with a loud voice, and many who had been paralyzed and lame were healed. Come on, it goes on to say, so there was much rejoicing in that city. Can you see it? He proclaimed the word of God. He preached Jesus. He preached Christ. The power of God came. People were healed. The lame walked, the blind saw, the deaf heard. I mean, Devils came out of people. And as a result of those things, they listened, they hung on every word that Philip preached. Isn't that? That is the gospel. That is the purpose of the healing ministry. That is the purpose of those signs and wonders that took place. It's to bring people to the cross. It's to bring people to Jesus. It's proof that Jesus is alive, that he loves, that he has compassion. It is the dinner pail to salvation. It proves that his word is true. Come on. Jesus Christ is our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, and we rejoice in the fact our hope is that he is coming back soon. I want to say to you in the name of Jesus that healing is yours. If you are sick, if you have disease, if you have pain, I want to say to you the power of the Holy Spirit, that divine life, that divine power of the Son of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, comes into your body and drives out that sickness in the name of Jesus. Jesus loves you. And I want to say to you, the Lord loves you so much. So in Jesus' name, be healed. The Lord is good. Thank you for watching this broadcast. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, follow us to receive notifications of when we go live again. And number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival. Thank you for watching. I look forward to you joining our next live broadcast.